Today is Monday, July 29th. What the Supreme Court now says about the border wall, and we're talking more controversial tweets. Plus, what to know about the multi-billion dollar Sprint T-Mobile merger and an asteroid that came a bit too close to Earth. Today's episode is brought to you in part by the University of Texas at El Paso, or UTEP, accepting applications for fall 2019. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we start today with some sad news out of Northern California that will likely continue to develop throughout the day. A deadly shooting at a food festival last night. As of early this morning, police are saying the shooter had some kind of rifle and seemed to shoot at random, but the motive is still unclear. CBS News reports at least four people, including the suspect, have died, and at least 15 more were injured. It happened at a garlic festival in Gilroy, California, near San Jose. CNN reports there may be a second suspect based on what some witnesses are saying, but police are still calling it unclear, and they say the investigation is still going on. So expect updates later today. There's another shakeup in the Trump administration. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, is stepping down. And President Trump has already picked a replacement. The New York Times reports Coats will leave next month. Coats is a former Republican senator, but reports say he's been at odds with the president for a while now. They have different views about certain national security issues like Russia and North Korea. Coats' replacement, though, appears to be on the same page as the president. Fox News reports Representative John Ratcliffe even defended the president during the public hearings last week and asked some of the toughest questions against former special counsel Robert Mueller. Supporters say Ratcliffe has great experience on the Homeland Security Committee, but critics say he was just chosen because he shows loyalty to Trump. Either way, Coats is set to leave August 15th. The acting director will be named soon, and Ratcliffe will need to be confirmed by the Senate before taking on the job. A win for President Trump and his border wall, at least for now. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Friday that construction can begin. The court approved the use of $2.5 billion in military funding for the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. It was a split decision, 5-4. And Vox reports the ruling overturned two previous decisions that stopped the Trump administration from using any military money for the wall that Congress has not agreed to. But even with the newest ruling, the legal battle still continues. The case will go back to an appeals court, even as construction can get underway. Stay tuned. President Trump is defending himself over another series of tweets that again are being denounced as racist. Trump tweeted over the weekend about Representative Elijah Cummings and the district he represents, which includes much of the city of Baltimore, Maryland. Trump said Cummings is a bully, yelling at Border Patrol about the conditions for migrants at the southern border and not paying attention to his own district. Trump went on to say Baltimore is a, quote, disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. And he said no human being would want to live there. Well, Cummings is African American, and the part of Baltimore he represents is 60% African American as well. Many Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, called the president's tweets racist attacks. And the Baltimore Sun ran an editorial calling Trump the most dishonest president the U.S. has ever had. But the president pushed back, saying Democrats are playing the race card and it's not about that. Cummings has been a fierce critic of President Trump. He's chairman of the House Oversight Committee, so he's leading the way on multiple investigations involving Trump. It turns out the person who is supposed to become governor of Puerto Rico now doesn't actually want the job. ABC News reports the island's Secretary of Justice, Wando Vazquez, is next in line to take over as governor when current leader Ricardo Rossello resigns on Friday. But Vazquez is not interested, and she's making that pretty clear. Remember, Governor Rossello said he would step down after days of massive protests calling for his resignation. It started over a bunch of offensive messages between Rossello and his top aides. Well, CNN says Puerto Rico's Secretary of State was supposed to become governor, but that guy also resigned over those same offensive messages. So next up is the Secretary of Justice, Wanda Vazquez. But since she doesn't want the job now, she's telling Rossello to appoint a new Secretary of State to take over instead and do it fast. We'll see who takes on the role by the end of the week. A big win for T-Mobile and Sprint. Federal regulators have given the two companies the official okay to merge and become one bigger company. We're talking about a $26 billion merger that's been years in the making between the nation's third and fourth largest wireless carriers. MarketWatch reports the companies agreed to sell some of their assets in order to get the thumbs up from the Justice Department. So TV provider Dish Network will buy parts of the business so it can become a wireless provider. Dish will, of course, be smaller, but it means more competition and another option for customers. Critics still worry the deal will lead to higher prices, job losses, and fewer choices for customers, since there will only be three major cell phone companies in the country. But supporters say the merger is necessary for Sprint and T-Mobile to stay competitive, and the companies have said it'll lead to faster and better 5G service around the U.S. Either way, this is not official yet. CNBC says T-Mobile and Sprint are still facing lawsuits from 13 state attorneys general to block this deal. And the deal can't finalize until those cases are resolved. Stay tuned. More news ahead, but first I want to thank today's sponsor, Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. You can take online classes in everything from photography and creative writing to design, productivity, and more. So whether you're returning to a longtime passion project or challenging yourself to get outside your comfort zone, Skillshare has classes for you. I think it's so important to never stop learning, both for the health of our brains and just for our happiness. Right now, my focus is improving the systems in my business as I grow. So I've watched Skillshare videos to help with that and more. Join millions of other students learning on Skillshare. And the Newsworthy listeners get a special offer. Get this, you can get 2 months free. Yep, Skillshare is offering the Newsworthy listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. So to sign up, go to Skillshare.com/newsworthy. Again, go to Skillshare.com/newsworthy to start your 2 months now. Skillshare.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. It snuck up on us. That's what scientists are now saying about a large asteroid that got a little too close to Earth last week. The Washington Post reports astronomers in both the U.S. and Brazil say it seemed to appear out of nowhere. They realized that asteroid was heading our way only about a week before it whizzed by, not nearly enough time to do anything about it if needed. NASA says the space rock was about 427 feet wide and came within 45,000 miles of Earth. To put that into perspective, that's a fifth of the distance between the Earth and Moon, which experts call uncomfortably close. And it's classified as a city killer, meaning if it did hit Earth, it could do serious damage like a large nuclear weapon. Thankfully, nothing happened, but how did it go unnoticed? Astronomers say its smaller size and weird orbit made it tough to find, and it was moving faster than recent asteroids that have flown past Earth. Either way, scientists say it's a reminder of how little we really know about space. Coming soon to Tesla cars, Netflix, and YouTube. Billionaire owner Elon Musk said the new partnership will lead to a great feel with surround sound. The Verge says right now, video streaming on the in-car display will only be available when the car is in park. CNET says people with the Tesla Model 3 and upcoming Model Y will likely be able to use this new feature, and it could roll out as soon as next month. Then Musk says once regulators approve self-driving cars, the videos will be available all the time, even when the car is moving. But already, there are concerns about how this could be a potential distraction to drivers now and even backup drivers in autonomous cars. Another swimmer just broke a world record set by Michael Phelps, the second swimmer to do this within the last week. CBS Sports reports American Caleb Dressel beat Phelps' previous world record in the 100-meter fly by about 0.3 seconds, and it happened at the World Swimming Championship over the weekend. And USA Today reports Dressel took home a record 8 medals at the championship, beating Phelps 7. And remember, just last Wednesday, a Hungarian swimmer beat Phelps' record for the 200-meter butterfly. Phelps is, of course, retired, but he's known as the most decorated Olympian of all time. Now, he has only one world record standing. That's for the 400-meter individual medley, which is a race that includes all four swimming styles. Disney says it just beat a box office record, bringing in more money in a single year than ever before. With 5 months still to go, Disney says it's brought in $7.67 billion in ticket sales, beating its own record set a few years ago. The Hollywood Reporter says so far this year, three Disney titles have passed the $1 billion mark: Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, and Aladdin. And now The Lion King is on the verge of reaching that milestone worldwide, and Toy Story 4 may also do the same in the coming weeks. As for this past weekend's box office winner, it was, as expected, The Lion King, again. In the second place spot, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the debut weekend brought in $40 million, a career best for the filmmaker Quentin Tarantino. And in the number three spot, Sony's Spider-Man Far From Home. And that's it for today. You are caught up from the weekend. Thank you so much for starting your week with me. And be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app. It's free and helps make sure you get new episodes right on your smartphone each weekday. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about in this episode. Just check out the show notes in your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. As always, The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day. Hey, just a quick reminder that today's episode is brought to you in part by the University of Texas at El Paso, or UTEP. UTEP is part of the country's largest university system, and it has a suite of fully online degree programs known as UTEP Connect, created to make sure they remove as many barriers as possible from getting a degree. So if you or someone you know thinks that getting that degree is unreachable due to other obligations, well, then check out UTEP. UTEP makes it possible and is accepting applications for fall 2019 right now. Just go to utepconnect.utep.edu. That's UTEP Connect.utep.edu.